Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 30th of September, recording at 9:25 p.m., and yes, that's still British summertime here in the UK. Now, today, well, it's really all about whether Congress is going to shut down the disagreement, I should say, between Democrats and Republicans within Congress, is going to shut down the U.S. government temporarily. That sounds more dramatic than it actually is, but the world's been focused on it here today, and there are about 7 hours and 15 minutes to go for some sort of deal to be arranged, and it probably won't, although really that's not a serious forecast, because this is politics and it's hard to know how it will actually play out. But suffice it to say that it has taken a toll recently, and we had Wall Street for the S&P index, you may recall, hit a high on the 19th of September, and that was at 1729 and change, nearly 1730, and today it's at 1681. So we've seen a pullback of about 40% of that rather good rally from the late August low, pushing up to the 19th of September. And I think we're going to remain under pressure here for a while longer, because that last rally did take the stock market in the U.S. and really a good many other stock markets back up to levels that were clearly somewhat overvalued overall, not least against the background of the very slow GDP growth rate that they're actually seeing. And it's also been a tougher environment for corporate profits here recently. So I do think that equities are vulnerable here in the short term. Nobody's going to want to buy too aggressively before the debt ceiling vote actually occurs. And the deadline on increasing the debt ceiling is on the 17th of October, so we'll certainly have some more brinkmanship and drama here involving that. Now, is this an alarming environment where we should all be taking considerable fright? No, I don't think so, but what we've been saying in these audios is that we were overextended and overbought, and that the tricky decisions, certainly in the U.S. and in some other regions, were occurring were to follow on shortly. And the temporary good news, of course, was when Mr. Bernanke, back on the 18th of this month, decided that he would not commence tapering of the quantitative easing, and that led to a lot of shortcoming, pushing the stock markets higher. Okay, today we are correcting, or recently we've been correcting this short-term overbought condition. I do expect that to continue, and we can see some of the figures here in terms of today's action. Japan was down over 2%, Hong Kong 1.5%, Australia down 1.66%, and I think the only stock market that I saw that was up in here today, China, the China Shanghai Composite, was up about 0.2%. Here today, and the others lower. Some of the bigger hits, India down 1.6%, and Thailand 2.4%, the Philippines down nearly 3%. Similarly, we saw softness in the European markets overall, the Italian market taking the biggest hit, down 1.2%. That's also been affected by Berlusconi's party pulling out of the government here temporarily. And in the Americas, the S&P closed down not 0.6 of a percent, and a little less for the Nasdaq, a little bit more for the Dow. Mexico down 1.76, Brazil down 2.6. So pretty well all down across the boards. Government bonds fluctuated a little bit, but then mostly closed a little easier. And so those yields, we're still getting a little bit of a decline taking place in those yields. The U.S. 10-year touched down at we saw 2.6 or just below the 2.6 level, and then it closed about 2.61, and still in this sort of orderly overall downward trend. How to play it in here? Well, my feeling is that we're likely to see a buying opportunity here later in October, or perhaps early November. But I would want to see the short-term indices get down to clearly oversold levels. I have maintained, as is Owen, that this is a choppy environment, and I think it will stay choppy for quite some time. But as we're now in retreat and likely to remain so quite probably for at least the next fortnight, I would say that what we want to look forward to now is the next buying opportunity for at least a short-term technical rally. And in terms of other influences on markets generally, well, the dollar's a little bit soft in here. That's been the trend really for pretty much the last month or so. And the euro is steady here at 135.27, so people are not too worried about the European crisis at this particular time. Sterling's steady just below the 162 level, 1.62, against the US dollar. And in commodity markets, we mostly saw easier trends. So those food prices are mostly drifting a little bit lower in here, in terms of, at least in terms of the staple grains. And soybeans down 12 in here today to 441. Crude oil also a little lower. The WTI is at 102. 102.25, and the Brent is similarly a little bit lower, 108.36. Industrial metals mix. So it's a quiet environment for the most part, but the big story, as I say, right now, is stock markets temporarily under pressure. Expect that to produce a rally within a few weeks from now, starting a few weeks from now, but we'll want to see those short-term indicators and oversold position. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.